Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, Lego. You're rolling with J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. You're doing it on a Thursday, and we appreciate it. October 23rd edition of the show. Everybody's here. Let's get to rolling. Grizzlies. Ja Morant. It was quintessential, Ja Morant. You call on 12 when he's out there, he usually answers, and against a team that you expected to be better than, the New Orleans Pelicans. Especially if you have Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. on the floor. You took care of business in the third. It was a little scary. I don't care. Who knows how rocky this might get. But we had a season and opening win down at FedEx Forum that everybody can celebrate. Brad, another round of applause. I want to celebrate this because I got a feeling. And we'll take a deep dive. There are some things to criticize and worry about. But on this day, I do believe it's a day of celebration. Did you see who Ja passed to be the all-time opening night leading scorer in NBA history?
I did.
Can we celebrate it? Did you see who he passed?
I did.
Careful.
The man you saw on NBC doing another version of Last Dance. You didn't like it, remember?
Right.
His name's MJ. I should have said it.
Go.
Ja's played enough opening nights now to qualify for that.
Got it.
Number one.
Number one in the 901.
Now, that's something worth celebrating. When you pass Michael Jordan, I don't care if it's for a game. I don't care if it's for 20 minutes in any category. We will take it. By the way, Cedric Coward. Dog. We're going to get into that, though, aren't we, John?
I'm sure we will. I will say the biggest thing for me about last night, and this is, I think, the most important thing, you want to talk about wins. No more all we do is win, 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 no matter what. Got money on my mind. Please shut the up. Let her cook. That is the new win song down at FedEx Forum. I knew that because I was down there. I went to the game last night. As you know, I had a client in the game. And so I was, you know, enjoying the streamers, and we got a development, Jason, that there's a new song. There's a new song for the wins. So absolutely.
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah, fun night. Fun night down at FedEx Forum. Obviously, Cedric Coward, perfect game for him. Did not miss a shot. Had a big block late in the game last night.
Yep.
Gristart 1-0. We'll get into all that today on the show. Trista Crick is going to join us. From a lot of places. She does NBC work. She does 670 The Score work in Chicago. She does her own sort of media outlet. So she will join us at 11:25. We'll talk to her. Crazy story in the NBA today is Chauncey Billups got arrested as part of an illegal poker ring. Terry Rozier also arrested as a result of betting on his own props. So we'll get into all of that today with Trista Crick at 11:25. Then at 1:25, we'll continue the celebration with Bit of Doyle at 1:25 from Grind City Media, Grizz Radio Network, etc. So that is the show today. Grizzlies, despite being down 24-9, despite being down 11 at the half, storm all the way back thanks to a 19-point advantage in the third quarter. Win 128-122. John Morant, as you mentioned, had the floater there. Finished with 35 in 29 minutes. So didn't even really have to, you know, put the gas on it in terms of his minute usage, right? Only had to play 29 minutes. Grizzlies get the dub, and yeah, John Morant gives you a chance to win. There's just no doubt about that. I was watching him, you know, at the game, and I just the thought occurred to me that the man is a human defibrillator. The Grizzlies look dead. They look dead. They look like they're flat. They come out like they don't think they can win, and John Morant checks in and makes magic. And the patient comes back to life. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, it's not all that different from what we said at the beginning of the of this season, before the season started, that John Morant, if he's on the floor, you will be live to win the game. And that was a perfect, I thought, encapsulation of it last night, coming up big there at the end with that floater.
Live against the Pelicans. Yeah. No question. I mean, that's the thing about it. He was great last night, and he came to save you, and it was a team that should finish among the bottom five in the West. I mean, they are an absolute mess. Now, I mean, there's a lot of things in terms of both teams, you know, these are likely play-in teams. And so to get the win, yes, over the Pelicans, 6 points, you pulled out third quarter, Ja was great, but it took everything that he had, it felt like. And I think, too, that's something coming out of this game that you look ahead at what's coming down the pike. It's going to be pretty tough here, and it's going to get big.
Yeah.
In terms of the Western Conference. And so from that standpoint, I mean, last night you get the win, but there were signs, things that we have worried about, 17-6 on the offensive glass. You look at the second chance points and you wonder, okay, well, you pulled this off tonight. Great thing. We said it, season opening win. You wanted this. We said that yesterday, even symbolically. If it's going to be a tough season, you'd love to get off to a great start, and particularly during this 3-game homestand. But took everything Ja had, mm-hmm. pretty much. Another opening night stunner.
Yep.
Jaren Jackson Jr. fouls out. Gives you a great game defensively. I know it, but he can't foul out there. Mm-hmm. If not for him and him playing in foul trouble, you're not back in that game. That said, he can't foul out and not be a factor at the end. Some of those fouls, screen setting.
Yes.
Offensive fouls that you're out of control. Those things can't happen in year 8.
Right.
We can sit here and spend 10 minutes on celebrating because we haven't gotten to how great, you know, Cedric Howard was. You touched on it. He's fantastic. I mean, he's doing some stuff we haven't seen since 2006 in terms of not missing shots. That's great. I liked more even. Forget the all making all the shots. That's not going to happen. It's going to be up and down. Him getting on the floor.
Right.
Him guarding Zion. Doing the dog stuff that you drafted him for. And we'll see on that ceiling. But, boy, was that good to see. But back to it. I think here's the thing, John. Great win. We both said, let's get off to a season opener win. Be great for the franchise, especially for the fans, right?
Yep.
But we saw things, too, last night that I think as much as we should be celebrating, that you could spend just as much, half of this conversation saying, oh, boy, this is trouble. They need another big, you know, Jock Landale can't finish around the basket. Ja Morant bailed you out. That was the whole story there. He was fantastic. And Jaren did while he was on the floor. But here we go again, year 8, and Jaren Jackson Jr. is having trouble doing that.
Yeah.
He'll be a grown man now. I realized, and I heard some fans, very very smart fans, hitting me back about Jaren's performance. I said, look, the 8 rebounds you like, the 6 blocks you like, but I need more from him. I need him to be on the floor at the end. He's about to be making $49, $50 million next year, one of the highest paid bigs. And so from that standpoint, I need him out there. I understand that. In this new system under Isolo, he's going to be screening more now in a way that he's never done it before. Guys, we should have raised him up by now. Jaren Jackson Jr. in year 8 should be clean at screen setting. And these offensive fouls there in the first half are really what cost you in the end. That's why he was in the foul trouble. So I take it back to he's got to be better. And frankly, we'll see if it's going to be good enough for the rest of this West. But yes, feel good. Streamers fell. I'm glad you were there. Brad Carson can play the music and the applause. There's a lot to be just as much to be concerned about, if not more, looking ahead.
Yeah, listen, I don't disagree with that. I mean, we could certainly parse through it, and I think we will parse through it. I am very happy for the fans that they got that dub last night, bro.
That's who I'm happiest for.
Yeah,
I mean, Ja woke up at 6:30 for you. He said his first day of school vibes.
Yeah.
Everybody feels good. You get the streamers first night. That is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's going to get rocky.
No, it will. Like, and the ebbs and flows of an NBA season, there's absolutely no question about that. And all you're hoping is that by the time, you know, that Ty Jerome and Scottie Pippen, probably a different subset there, Ty Jerome and Zach Edey, right? Those two primarily, because they have the shorter durations. That by the time you get them back, that you've treaded water. I mean, that was a tread water win last night. It was one. Was it the most convincing? Obviously not. I mean, it took a 35-point performance. But just watch it, Jason. Again, they haven't played the class of the West yet, obviously.
Right.
But it did feel like, hey, that's a formula that is sustainable while those guys are out. Like Ja going for 30 plus.
Yeah, like the way
he got that 35 pretty easy.
Yeah, I like the way Isolo played him. You know, the shorter burst, but coming back that he did. I mean, all of that I like for the future. And frankly, I liked you know, Omax coming in giving you some minutes, a guy we hadn't expected. But just as much as I like that, where's Santi Aldama? Like, he made a couple of blocks, but other than that, I mean, Harrington said he was a no-show. He's been paid. I'm looking at those guys and saying, look, you're looking at the rest of the roster and saying, y'all got to carry us at this point. John Morant's out there doing his job. Jaren Jackson certainly doing it on the defensive end, but also hurting you. Here's another thing. I'm glad Isolo played him through the foul trouble.
He did. That was interesting.
That's something that Taylor Jenkins is not going to do.
Yep.
Because in that third quarter, that's where you made your run. And so that was key. Now, it comes back and costs you, but I'd put that more on Jaren and some of those sillier fouls. You need to be cleaner on that screen. Agreed. I know you got to do it more and get used to it. Have patience. That's what the folks on X were telling me with Jaren. Guys, we've been patient for 7 years, okay? I know new system, but we got to be able to set screens, especially when we got Ja Morant on the team. So I mean, it's just one of the things you got to do rather than spending time shooting threes. So I realize I probably took this to a concerned tone sooner than we anticipated or that you anticipated. I certainly thought you were going to come in here more with a concerned tone. But I this is where we're at.
Yeah.
You're shorthanded right now. The margin for error is thin. Ja had to bail you out against the Pelicans, bro.
Right. That's totally fair. That's totally fair.
Well, you got absolutely wasted on the boards against last night. 47-39, 17-6 on the offensive glass. Those second chance points that Jaren was helping block against them last night?
Yeah.
Oh, those other Western Conference teams going to eat.
No, look, let
me tell you what. Landale ain't it.
I can't.
He's Jay Huff on a few, you know, few more milkshakes.
I can't be intellectually dishonest and come in here and act like I don't have, like, you know, some worry about, like, the long-term of nature of this thing. But I'm like, you know. I want to like give people, like, they won that game last night in dramatic fashion.
Of course, Ja does that.
And right, it's like
in past Jordan, all time opening night leading scorers. Right, like we can focus on
and
that.
They lose season openers a lot. So
they beat the Pelicans. Well, yeah, they do. Unless it's against
home
the
openers,
Pelicans.
Home openers,
yeah,
I think. Home opener season. I can't remember which one it was. Whatever the distinction.
We own
was.
The Pelicans. It's five in a row.
No question. I mean, but
they're a hot mess.
No guarantee to win that game after Jaren fouls out. I mean, you have no bigs, like you said. No, you can't trust Landale. And they find a way to do it, against the Pelicans team. They did have Herb Jones out there. I guess he did foul out, though. Herb Jones fouled out.
Jaren fouled out.
Yeah, so it was a crazy game, but it was a dub. And
thank God for you and your optimism.
I
was not expecting you. This is the curveball of the day for me.
I'm just trying to,
thought you
know,
going to come in here and crap on Coward. I'm kidding about that. That's how can you do the man didn't miss a shot.
Again,
I'm joking. I'm glad you saw it firsthand.
Basketball is a nuanced, you know, as you know, you talk about it every day. It's a nuanced, you can't just come in here and act like this team is going to win 82 games, okay? Like, that would be ridiculous for us to do.
No, more impressive thing about Coward, not missing a shot or what I touched on, the willingness and the want to get on the floor, right, to want to guard Zion, want to wall up. Because I'm telling you this, and I hate it for him, but it's where we're at now. He showed more want to last night, I texted you this, than we've seen last 2 years out of Gigi. Or, frankly, last couple of, you know, what last season and now, frankly, preseason. That getting down on that floor, and that's why he's ahead.
Yep.
And I suppose, it, you know, 11 pick, yeah, but Gigi's the one that's supposed to be.
Right.
You've been waiting on that from him. The want to, the desire to get on the floor, the desire to guard Zion or try it.
Yep.
Get in front, wall up. That's what I think that was just as impressive, if not more impressive. In fact, he hit his shots.
Yes.
I mean, let's be real. We didn't see him take any threes.
Yeah.
No, I
love that he got to the basket.
And Isolo closed with Coward, didn't
finish,
he?
Yes, he was in the closing lineup.
I mean, that's this, that I would have never.
So was Omax, though. I mean, that's how shorthanded you are. Pretty sure Omax was in the closing lineup
Hard
as well.
Hard to know which was because of. Yeah, I think there was a world where Coward could have closed.
Dude, your two rookies, Coward and Javon Small, who was the backup point guard and played, what, 19 minutes?
Yeah.
And frankly, it's like, well, what did he do? He did exactly what he's supposed to do, which is not mess anything up.
Exactly.
Keep the ball moving. And so Javon Small in those 19 minutes, but between those two rookies, you really got great performances. That bodes well,
yep.
Especially for Cedric Coward.
Totally.
You know, and everything you've got invested in him. 100%. He looked like what I said, I think, is baseline, John, is the or basement, however you want to phrase it, one of those OKC dudes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep.
And if that's what he ends up being, it's still a great thing, especially if you're you know, looking at a couple of lottery picks or maybe some movement or a big trade with your flexibility and
right.
the assets that you've got.
No, yeah.
Right? And not trying to force him into a three spot.
Yes.
And make him the part of a new big three.
If get Cedric, my point. If Cedric Coward
that's what I like.
Gets that 3-point shot going, like it is a problem for real. I don't know that it will happen this year, but if he does, like it's
like, you got Dog to work with there,
yeah.
who's got the good mechanics. Like there's a lot. That's why I get the excitement about him.
Yep.
That was a great opening. Of course, VJ Edgecombe had a great opening, you know, too.
Mm.
But what you like is you know you've got something to work with
right.
in terms of Cedric Coward's want to.
Yes.
Right, and what he brings to the table physically.
Yeah, I mean, Cedric Coward had more than Cooper Flagg in his debut.
That was weird to see him not get a bucket till.
Yeah.
Was it like second half?
I mean, he only had 10.
It was late.
Yeah.
For Cooper, but it was a double-double, though.
Double-double, yeah.
It wasn't just awful. But
he played 32 minutes, and I assume he got a lot of shots and usage.
There were some long dudes you going against.
Yeah, that is. Spurs are.
We can get to that.
Spurs are scary. They look the part. There is no doubt
that's
about
what I'm
that.
Saying about this West, John.
No, and we're gonna get there, right? We're gonna get there.
Well, Chauncey Billups won't be there, will he?
Chauncey will not be along for the ride.
Okay, I was just gonna say, will we see Chauncey? Doesn't sound like it.
No, he's
they just put a statement out. Administrative leave is what they're calling it, but he's toast.
Well,
They're gonna fire him. They don't have to, you know.
Statement from the: we are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced. Terry Rozier and Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities.
Yeah. Two separate deals there, by the way, with Rozier and
yeah.
Billups.
Nuts.
Rozier is his own games, and Billups is poker, weirdly enough.
Poker tied to mafia.
Right. La Cosa Nostra.
Would they have messed with him if he's just doing poker? Poker?
Well, yeah, because they're trying to get probably information, and, you know, will Chauncey Billups sing? Will he, you know, all that stuff?
I'm just saying, if it wasn't tied to mafia, they would have let this be.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Although
everybody has poker games.
The cheating was pretty rampant.
So they were fixed.
Yeah, they were rigged poker games. They were like.
And Damon was in on it. Damon Jones.
Yep. Chauncey Billups.
Cool Damon Jones.
Like
probably the setup man. I'd love to see the movie on that.
Special contact lenses, X-ray, like all
that.
What? Yeah. It wasn't just that they were having a poker game, but they were having a rigged poker game where people lost millions of dollars.
Yeah, bro. And it was going back to the mafia.
Yeah, I'm sure some of it was going. Chauncey Billups was used as the hey, come play poker with Chauncey Billups.
Good lord,
he was like the fish,
celebrity,
not the fish,
celebrity
but the,
guy
but
in the
bait.
Mix. That's
now,
crazy.
Now I'll say this: playing poker with Chauncey Billups in 2025 don't really move me. You're gonna have to do a little better than that,
bro. Yeah, whatever. You have beers with Mike Miller every other night. It's hard to impress you. When you got
right.
sixth man friends.
That's true.
Listen
yeah,
to this guy. Anybody,
over here.
Any other person, normal person walking around here
Me
be
and
fine
Mike are
with hanging
be
out
playing
with,
tonight.
With Chauncey. Let's keep it real. You can't even keep it real anymore. You're such a celebrity now.
Do you want to play with Chauncey?
I would learn to play.
It sounds like you would want to play with Damon Jones.
I'd say, here's my 4-2s. I mean, what's up, Chauncey? Tell me some stories. That's why I would be there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, well, it worked.
I wouldn't play with Chauncey Billups.
I would never play with Chauncey Billups. I would never play
What's
with
him. What's he done?
You mean
he's not an NBA champion?
The guy that somehow is still the Blazers coach? How has he not been fired yet?
He just re-upped.
That's crazy.
Like, I want to tell you, last year, as they were doubling down, but maybe they knew.
Nuts.
And he's got, they're going to have the for cause thing in the contract, so.
Right, right.
You're charged with anything illegally or you embarrass the franchise, they don't have to pay him a thing.
He's toast.
Yeah, I mean, as deep as it sounds from what you're telling me.
Yeah. I
didn't read the
his
stuff
role
about
it,
the contacts.
How much he knew, all that will have to be proven
Still,
in the court
though,
of law.
It's tied to mafia.
But,
man,
yeah, he's going to get fired.
They'll make an example out of old Chauncey, man.
Exactly.
Wow. I mean, and he was so respected around the league.
He was. But just to bottom line this,
the Grizzlies made an example out of the Pelicans last night, which means if you don't come correct, you don't come, and they came correct for two quarters.
You go too far.
Ja Morant on that ass. All right.
Now that I will co-sign. The Ja's on you. I mean,
the human defibrillator, bro. Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
But isn't that the issue? Is that we were, like, I'm using your words, we were dead.
They were dead. They were down 15.
At home, season opener. Against a, what looks like it's going to be a dysfunctional Pelicans team.
Yeah.
My gosh, they doubled down and went after Queen.
We got to celebrate.
Is that going to get better? Because that didn't look great.
Derrick Queen looked like he had no idea how to play basketball. I mean, Jeremiah Fears.
That didn't look great.
Our client certainly looked incredible.
You know what? Give him a ding. We'll wait on the round of applause. I want the ding right now because that young man right there gets to the basket.
Man, he had
Jeremiah fearless.
Yep. You know who looked really good? Olivier Prosper.
Yeah, well, his length and his athleticism.
He actually did look like a guy that could make the rotation.
Well, he played minutes in Dallas, but barely because they got so many guys.
Right.
Did you see Musa got on the floor?
Yes.
Musa's on the floor.
I mean, Dallas.
Long. They need it.
What a day of Memphis basketball it was, you know? Just a special night inside FedEx Forum. Special dub for the Memphis Grizzlies. 1-0. You got to celebrate the wins, man. And you got to celebrate the living because that team was dead and they were resurrected. They were brought back to life by one Ja Morant. So we celebrate the living. A new lease on life. That's what Ja Morant gives you, man. A new lease on life.
Well, you need to put them defibrillators on Santi. Bring him back to life.
Hook the cords.
Come on.
Hook the wires.
Pulse.
Hook the
wires. Pulse.
All right, we'll come back. Trisha Crick will join us on the other side. We'll talk to her about this, Chauncey Billups, and more. J&J, are you trying to...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes. Stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead. Try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fam, yes, me in. What does Trista Crick not do? NBA and WNBA analyst, NBC Sports. She's the co-founder of one of my favorite spots on the internet, The Daily Dub. She's the host of Let Her Shoot, Heat Check. She's a professional poker player. She joins us now. T-Dog in the building. What's going on?
Listen, I'm only a pro poker player when I've got an IFB and an X-rays on the card.
Dude, it's so easy to play poker when you can see what everybody else has.
I think I'd still lose. Honestly.
Impossible. Well, I mean, I can't say it's impossible.
I honestly would have to remember, like, what the hands are, you know? Like, right. I'd have to be like, okay, what is a royal flush? What is a straight flush? Is that better than a full house? I don't know. I'm going to have to ask somebody.
Yep.
And I don't know who to ask because I shouldn't even know.
Yeah, yeah. It's a absolutely nuts story. I don't know how much will come of that, obviously. They have to prove, you know, what Chauncey did and didn't know. I mean, it's crazy because he's a sitting head coach and he was involved in something like that. But the really terrible one is Rozier, who's, like, working with groups and saying, hey, I'm going to leave early. It's not quite point shaving, but obviously just horrible optically for the NBA.
Oh, couldn't have been worse. Couldn't have come at a worse time. Especially, like, we watched Victor Wembanyama score probably the easiest 40-point game we've ever seen anyone score. Had damn near his points prop, not to make it about betting, but had damn near his points prop by halftime. And was just putting the league on notice, not to make it about betting again, but for him to lead the NBA in scoring prior to the season starting, because I talked about that on NBC, it was 100-1. As we wake up today on this fine morning that Chauncey Billups gets arrested, it is now 14-1 for one game. So we should not be talking about any of this. We should be talking about Wemby taking over the league,
yeah,
and becoming the dark horse for the MVP race and other things that are legal for us to bet on. We should not be talking about Terry Rozier telling the world that he's going to go out with a foot injury in the first quarter and hundreds of thousands of dollars being placed on his unders. And the head coach of the team that I grew up loving and actually was supposed to be at last night against the Timberwolves when Ant Edwards literally had to hit a game winner to beat us, how good we were playing a team with, not to make it about betting, our win total was sitting there at 35.5. And we looked pretty damn good and we looked very deep, but instead we're talking about scandals.
I'm with you, and I think out of hello, Trista, and I think out of all the opening, good to have you back on, all the opening night games, I think Wemby, for me, is the biggest takeaway, and focusing on them really quick, because we've looked at them as a team that's going to rise. Many have them picked, you know, well ahead of the Grizzlies, some not so much. I'm just curious to see, because it's not just Wemby. Man, Stephon Castle, I know he had the turnovers last night, but everything else he did was perfect. Like, he was everywhere. Those two look like they had a connection already, and we're talking about everything else that this team's got. How good are they going to be, Trista, is my question for you, the Spurs?
I think, you know, they were a 2.5-point underdog. Again, not to make it about betting. I really am truly not trying to do that. And they blew the Mavs out.
Yep, a big Mavs team. Yep.
Mop the floor with them on the road.
Yep.
And I know that the Mavs aren't very good, but you still have an Anthony Davis there who's a defensive player of the year caliber guy. You've got Derek Lively there. Someone's got to figure out a way to stop Wemby, and they can't. You're right. Stephon Castle looks just elite on both sides of the floor. He's such a huge guard. If he could learn to shoot in the way that, say, De'Aaron Fox has or Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has,
yeah,
who were not good shooters at the beginning of their career, he will be a massive problem. Not to mention De'Aaron Fox wasn't even playing in that game,
yep,
who they traded for. And what I think a lot of casual fans would say is the star that you really want to see how his connection looks like with Wemby. I think Devin Vassell also looked really good as well. I love Devin Vassell. His game is so smooth. He hasn't really turned into the player that I expected him to turn into. But, hell, maybe this is the year that he does. And then you start looking and saying, wow, the Spurs have a lot of bucket getters and contributors and guys who are very pesky defensively. I think Dylan Harper will only get better and more impactful. So, yeah, I mean, the Spurs are going to make life hell for a lot of teams. I think that they're comfortably in the conversation just based on a small sample size alone, a top six team.
John Morant's not going to win MVP just because that's not the way it works. But, like, if he continues to do this for this Grizzlies team, 35 last night, and is really, I mean, he saved the game. 35 in 29 minutes last night. Nobody else even got to 20. I mean,
I feel like he can put himself in the effective conversation for the Grizzlies, especially if they keep winning. If he's averaging 30-plus, which I predict he will do, I mean, are people going to be reminded about how great this guy is?
I hope so. You guys know how I feel about Ja. That'll never change. I think Ja may be the only person in the NBA who can delight and create spectacular highlights on a night-to-night basis that we are only now seeing rivaled by Wemby. And then you're talking, but Wemby's 7'4", 7'5". That man should be doing that. Ja Morant, the things that he does, he's not supposed to do at his size. His athletic prowess, his competitive nature, all of the things that he's able to do. I think that should be something that puts him in the conversation and lets the league, you know, puts the league on notice. But the question really is, like, you got to do it against a team better than the Pelicans, you know?
100%.
And this team is got already injury issues. And it's just like the injury bug is always plaguing Memphis. And I don't know when Jaren's coming back. And, you know, it's just a lot going on, right? And Ja is going to have to put this team on his back in order for them to win games against, like, significantly elite or at least very good teams.
Well, Jaren is back. It's not. It's Edie, and it's Ty Jerome, who I think is four weeks. And then
Scottie
Pippen Jr.
Yep.
And so it's really, I mean, you had five guys out last night, but Edie is really the biggest piece. I wonder what they are with Edie, because when they had Edie in the lineup and Isola was doing those final nine games, it actually looked good. But Jock Landale is not able to emulate Edie. And so getting to whatever point that is, Trista, November, that Edie gets back, we're hoping for November. At one point it had been speculated maybe be December. We're hoping they can sort of tread water. We've kind of used that phrase. You know, until then, because Isolo, this screen-setting system that he loves, John needs that, and Jaren, quite frankly, ain't good at it, even though he's going to have to come along. And so, I do wonder how much better this could look, at least offensively, especially on the boards with Zach Edey.
I agree with that. I will say, like, the bright spots, you got contributions from KCP right away.
Absolutely.
And I think that's what you need, right? Like, you need somebody to come in and be that 3-and-D guy and who can do a bunch of different things, which he can do and show that he did in Denver and in L.A. and in Washington. Obviously, the time in Orlando was, I think he was just, like, miscast, right? And so you see that. You see Cedric Howard as well as a rookie contribute,
absolutely,
like, as well. So I think that there's a lot of bright spots with this team, but I think also a lot of question marks. And again, question marks around Ja. Like, Ja being healthy in October is not as meaningful to me as Ja being healthy in February and March.
No question about that. And let's hope that remains, or that it's different this time, right?
Like, the first time in four years they had been on opening night together.
I've been waiting for this new coach, Tuomas Isolo, to sort of, like, all right, you know, stand out, right? Like, show me something. What makes you what's going to make you a successful head coach with the Memphis Grizzlies and in the NBA? And there, I think there was something within that last night that kind of made me feel for the first time, all right, this is what he's about, which is Jaren Jackson Jr., as he is prone to do, got in foul trouble, but instead of keeping Jaren Jackson on the bench, Isolo kept him on the floor, and his sort of philosophy is like, I can't foul out my own guys. I'm not going to foul out my own guys and sit him on the bench. I need him on the floor. I need him to help me win the game. And obviously, he did foul out, but it just felt like an interesting philosophy that I don't know if you see a lot of coaches take. Like, I'll press the issue because I need this guy in the game to help me win, even if he does foul out along the way.
Yeah, I think that's actually, like, a correct philosophy too. Trust in your guys and say, listen, if you foul out in the third quarter, you foul out in the third quarter and you feel what it's like to not be in the game for a full quarter because you have six fouls. And then you adjust, right? But messing up the game flow and messing up the flow of an individual player because you're afraid that they're going to get a ticky-tack foul and put you in a bad spot just kind of, like, is an additional wound on top of it, right? Like, in a self-inflicted one. So I actually like that perspective. And, you know, Isolo being such a highly paid coach, I hope that he has more in his bag than just that.
Yeah. That OKC win, we know how awesome they were. They, you know, they are SGA, you know, doing that without Jalen Williams, all impressive. But what was your takeaway on the Rockets? That's the one that we have talked about, and all now this is what they are with Fred VanVleet as compared to with him and all that. Just what do you think the Rockets will be? We saw the way they tried to work it, had some amen on it. Reed Shepard at times looked shaky. I think Şengün actually led him in assists. So looking at them first night take, what'd you think of the Rockets?
Number one, I would say Reed Shepard looked like a little bit unprepared for the moment.
Agreed.
Definitely. He did have a couple of key good defensive plays that, I mean, have been circulating all over the internet. So I think he's got room to grow. But I do feel like this team is going to score points. Like, they may score 110, but it'll feel like they've scored 85. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's ugly out there watching these offensive sets. And then in terms of their length and in terms of what they want to do, and hopefully Amen is that he's like cramping, that he left the game, that it's nothing, right? And then
right.
He comes back into the lineup and it's fine. But they're going to cause havoc. That's just what they're going to do. There's a reason that Ja only had 11 points until pretty much the fourth quarter. They made life very difficult for one of the hardest guys to stop, where Shea said, like, listen, I'm not unstoppable, but I'm very, 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 very hard to stop. And so I think the Rockets' identity will be very similar to how it was last year, where they want to get into, like, these slugfests, these dogfights.
Yeah.
And hopefully KD, who looked a little bit rusty, and his age started to show a little bit towards the end of the game, and maybe he's just working into his conditioning. Like, you're going to need KD to be your go-to scorer down the stretch, I think. Mm-hmm. But I think the at the end of the day, if this Rockets team truly wants to compete, I don't think you can put it into the hands of Amen Thompson and Reed Shepard to be your lead guards. I think you have to evaluate what players out there on the market you can make a trade for. You didn't get the deal done for Tari Eason. Maybe that's a sign that you need to ship him off and get a guard in to sort of steady the ranks while the West is open.
Good point.
You know, as West is open as it can be, right? And then, you know, try to figure out a way if you can actually, you know, challenge the OKC Thunder to a 7-game series or something like that in the Western Conference Finals.
Cooper Flagg certainly is no Cedric Howard. You know, Cedric Howard, did not miss last night for the Grizzlies. Cooper Flagg was in absolute hell. I mean, you could say, you know, opponent matters, but I think it's all about caliber of player. In all seriousness, what did you make of Cooper Flagg's debut? Is it going to be, you know, and maybe this is just the truth for every rookie, but is it going to be up and down? Is it going to be more up than down? Like, what did you just think of watching Cooper Flagg last night in his first NBA action?
I think you talk about, like, miscast a little bit, and to me it feels like Cooper's being miscast just based on injuries. I don't like Cooper Flagg as the lead guard for this team.
Yep.
I just don't like that.
Not yet.
I don't think
certainly not yet.
Not right now.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. Yep.
If you do that, you just are opening yourself up for a lot of mistakes and turnovers and him not to get the ball in the spots that he wants them. And you're not really maximizing all the things that he does, like, really well. So, to me, it's not really concerning in terms of, like, him as a caliber of player. But it is concerning how they're using him, and it really just shows me that they have no trust in D'Angelo Russell to be a facilitator.
Man, well said.
Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Man, what Wemby did to Derek Lively, we will never forget.
Oh,
Derek Lively will have nightmares.
Davis.
He crushed on Anthony Davis, but he crossed over, stepped back. Lively then fouled him on the three. That dude is not of this world. Wemby.
Not of this world. He jumped over Derek Lively like Derek Lively was 6'1".
He did. Dallas is big. He didn't feel it. He didn't feel it at all.
He was shooting over where you could tell he didn't even see Derek Lively. He didn't even see Anthony Davis. If you put AD or you put Derek Lively next to Wemby, Webby's like 6 inches taller than him, 7 inches taller than him. That's absolutely absurd.
Yeah.
Lively's hair was bouncing, and you could see the bald.
Yeah.
Trying to cover Wemby. It was just awful.
By the way, one of the other things you do is, well, people don't know this, you are
a mediator for the negotiations between the WNBA and the, as we're trying to get this new CBA done. What are your expectations? An amazing statement from Nafisa Collier last month or earlier this month, I can't remember, taking on the commissioner, basically saying that, we need better and we need better leadership. What are you expecting in this new deal?
Tomfoolery. I expect a lot of gameplay. I expect, really my prediction is that we will get a lockout. I don't know how long the lockout will last, and maybe they'll ask for an extension and they'll come to terms on that, but I don't think we actually get a real deal until the very last minute. So that would be April. I think it's going to be a long, drawn out fight that's done out in the court of public opinion. You're seeing Adam Silver go on Good Morning America to talk about they don't want to do a revenue share with the players, and then they said, oh well, we do, but, and it's completely uncapped. But what they're not saying is that there's certain bars that you have to reach and rules that you have to abide by in terms of, getting, participation in the revenue. Which, I don't know if you guys have ever done, a podcast deal or, hey, we'll share revenue with you, but only after these costs are paid. And it's like, well, or only after the revenue is this much or higher. And it's like, well, that's not really a percentage of revenue then, my guy. That's something totally different. And it's a lot of funny money language, and I think they're not understanding that these WNBA players have, master's degrees and have gone to school far longer and have been a part of their own brand development and the economics of that in ways that the NBA players do not. So I don't think the WNBA players are going to back down, and I don't think the WNBA PA is going to back down. And the reason that we have a 50-50 split between the NBA and the NBAPA, or the players in general, is because there was a lockout. There were two. And so, you do what is necessary to get the deal done that's fair.
Yeah, I don't revenue share with the Field of 68, although I think I should be. And Jason just got a brand-new gig with the Grizzlies. That would actually be dope if he could do some rev share with the Grizzlies as part of Grizzbeat. Isn't the WNBA a league, Trista, that is ripe? There's no institutional advantage, it feels like, for women's basketball to be associated with the NBA. I could be wrong. I may be not as well versed in that, but it doesn't feel like there's anything that they're getting out of it. And I'm bringing that up to say, it feels ripe for a visionary group coming together and saying we're going to do something that's better. We're going to pay more. We're going to have a better television package. We're going to do better for you than the WNBA has done. Is that something that you think is on the table? This a true competitor emerging?
Well, yeah, I think you're seeing two right now outside of Unrivaled. Unrivaled is not going to be
right
competing in terms of the time of year, but now Maverick Carter. So number one, there's a new league coming out called Project B, which sounds very insidious and weird, that is in some way connected to Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
Now they have a marketing and events firm that their PIF, the Public Investment Fund, this is all a lot of mumbo jumbo, that will be hosting all of these events where they want a new women's basketball league to emerge, where they're going to pay exorbitant amount of salaries to these women's players. But they do not want to say that Saudi Arabia is involved. However, where is the money coming from for these salaries? I would venture a guess that eventually we will find out that it is Saudi Arabia. So Maverick Carter, and there's a bunch of other athletes that have been investing in this. And now Maverick Carter has pulled out, LeBron James' business partner, and he's creating, allegedly, a new league to compete with Project B and the WNBA. So now you've got two leagues to compete with the W. And I think you're right. I think at a certain point, if all 450 players say, hey, there's another product that we can just secede from the WNBA altogether, create a new league that's basically the same thing, only it's not tied to NBA teams at all, we'll do separate deals with the arenas. And if NBA owners want to invest in some of the participation of it, great. But we're not going to give you guys all the first amount of profits or revenues, and then we'll just get the scraps. I think you're right. You're seeing with Unrivaled that mm-hmm. you can get a lot of money from television deals if you do it right. And what you saw in this situation is that the NBA did the deal for TV rights, and that they packaged it with the WNBA and then just decided to give the WNBA whatever they thought was fair, not whatever the deal would have been if the WNBA would have negotiated it alone.
Trista, just because we don't know, next time we'll get you back on.
Anytime you want. And
we're so thankful to get you. But I do, on the East side, real quick, in the Eastern Conference, you got one that you really like above the others. Was the Knicks win last night over Cleveland, that mean anything to you? Are you one of those believers in Orlando making a big rise? Just who have you got sort of as your Eastern Conference pick for the finals? Why not?
I believe in none of them. How about that?
Okay.
They all have gigantic warts to me. And I think you're seeing the injury issues with Cleveland and New York, the cultural issue that clearly there's something weird going on with Karl Anthony Towns and this new Mike Brown system. I've watched Karl Anthony Towns play basketball live at Madison Square Garden. That man wants to walk back to offense. I promise you, the beam team offense that Mike Brown ran does not allow you to do that.
Interesting.
So I think Karl Anthony Towns is not happy with this run and gun sort of fast paced style breakneck speed thing. And then you've already got Mitchell Robinson dealing with what he always is dealing with. Yeah. And Josh Hart's got back spasms. You've got Darius Garland coming off of his surgery. Max Strus coming off of his surgery. You lose Ty Jerome, who I think was an instrumental piece of what they did. Mm-hmm. Now, what I will say is, I'm not going to say this is a finals team by any means, but somebody asked me yesterday, who is this year's Indiana? Not in terms of, like, making it to the finals, but in terms of surprising people. I think this year's Indiana is Indiana. And I think you're seeing...
Wow, I didn't expect that one. Yep.
I think you're going to see Ben Mathurin be very incentivized on a contract year to play with pace, with force, to play under control, and to have, like, we know that Ben Mathurin's like Jekyll and Hyde, right? Or Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I just want Dr. Jekyll from Ben Mathurin. I want Andrew Nembhard to be the version we saw against Shai Gilgeous-Alexander in the playoffs and, like, big shots. I want to see just Aaron Nesmith continue to be what we saw from him in the playoffs. And T.J. McConnell, same thing. They're going to play with pace. Rick Carlisle is one of the best coaches in the league. This team is not going away, and we're going to see it today when they play Oklahoma City in a grudge match.
I saw a tweet from you about 4 hours ago that said this. Blazers are for real, folks. Explain your statement.
That's crazy.
Well, first and foremost, our win total was 36.5.
Yes, ma'am.
So this is a team. Did you guys watch the game? Probably not.
Yeah, well, I saw it. You guys played hard. You guys played hard. I'm ready.
We should have won that game.
Yes, you should have.
We should have won that game. This is a team that's like 9 or 10 deep. I'm not saying that they're like... What does for real really mean, right? Like,
well, you tell
that's
us.
That's what I'm.
You tell us. I mean, you want to set it.
You know,
you're going to set the parameters.
It doesn't mean a contender. It means they're like a team that if you allow this roster to marinate over time, they're going to turn into a problem. And they're sort of similar to what we saw from Houston a few years ago before they germinated into what we see from them now, which is like the two seed in the West. So I think we're a couple of years or a year or so away, but this is a team that's like very athletic, that is going to, like, in terms of like rim protection, have very much dynamicism. You know, you've got Donovan Kling in there, but also I really like what I saw from Young Hanson. I think Kimani Kamara and Danny Abdia are real cornerstone pieces. And I think at some point we're going to see, I keep saying it, like more from Shaedon Sharpe. So I think that there's a lot to like about this team. And when you take a team like Minnesota to the brink in game one, I think it shows you that they're not a bottom feeder team anymore.
I mean, it just sounds like you're
a fan.
You just sound like you're thirsty. Like, you know,
like you ain't had a drink. You've been in the desert, and you need some water.
Yeah. It's been really dark and dim.
I can see Shaden coming on around that corner. You know, I can see him.
It was a long answer.
He's going to turn into a good man. I know he cheats on me every other weekend, but he says he's ready to change.
That's right. You did actually. You were more right about Shaden Sharpe than you were wrong about Shaden Sharpe.
She was closer to right than wrong.
It just.
I've been stumping for Shaden Sharpe since he was.
But
T-Mac. Not playing games at Kentucky.
T-Mac, we're still waiting.
That's right. That's right. T-Mac, we are still waiting.
Listen, when he turns into T-Mac, you'll only have me to credit.
Germination.
No question about it.
Germination is going on. By the way, what's going on with that sale? Is that going to happen?
I think it's happening. Okay. Yeah, I think it's happening. I don't know what's going to go on in terms of who's coaching this team, though.
Yeah.
Is it Thiago Splitter? Is it Nate Bjorkgren? It is going to be Splitter. Sham Sharania said Thiago Splitter is now going to be the interim head coach. I have no idea what that means. I will be on the ground keeping my ear to the streets for Moda Center.
I'm excited.
I miss our weekly check on the now Jailblazers again.
That's right.
Yes, the Jailblazers are back, baby. Have me on anytime. Literally, we can do this regularly. I'll make time.
I would love to.
Well, you're the best, and we would be remiss if we did not follow the germination and the dynamicism of the Portland Trailblazers.
They're for real, folks.
And I like it.
It helps us, I think.
Minnesota to the brink. Yeah. You know, that is we're here.
They should have won the game.
You guys are Grizzlies fans. You know about small wins, okay?
We only know about real wins. We know about real wins. 1-0
against the Pelicans.
It don't matter.
One and oh. 0-1. Y'all have us.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. You're
the
best. Thank you.
Talk later, guys.
Yep. She is Trista Crick. Always enjoy visiting with her. She is definitely drinking the Trailblazers Kool-Aid, though.
I missed our check-ins on the Blazers.
Yes. They will be better.
They will, but it's one team. You can tell yourself you're still
right
ahead of and feel, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Folks been saying I'm negative Nancy on the Grizzlies.
Well, yeah.
I said Cedric Coward played well.
You did, but
I said Ja Morant was Ja Morant.
But you're
they don't like my tone.
They don't like that you went at Jared. But you said Grizzly and Jared. Case Chris had a screen.
Oh, there were plenty of people with me on that.
There are.
Oh, believe
me,
I ain't the only one on that one.
Dude, house rule, though, number 13, thou shalt not be negative about the Grizzlies after they win. All right?
I'm sorry. I can't be frustrated that Jaren fouled out. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't. Not today. They won. You can be frustrated when they lose.
No, you're right.
So
1-0.
Let her cook. These hoes just keep frying. Let her cook. That is a huge development, by the way.
It was your number one take.
It was time.
No, I'm with you on that. It is. It's an important time.
Yes.
It's a different time. That's what that marks.
Man, facts.
Okay.
New era.
We're coming back together to celebrate this.
What will it mean for the Jeff Calkins show is the question. Because
he did this morning. He didn't change.
He didn't change it. Well, I don't know if he recognized. Yeah,
he's not the person
right
that would have recognized.
Now that he knows, now I think he has been since informed, and I think
they should do it.
He has to change it.
Yeah, he has. I mean, it's what they do.
Right.
So he has to be the one to take it.
And I'll be excited because I'm tired of that damn song.
Oh yeah.
It's so played out.
Well, it's just time for an update as the Grizzlies in this new time.
That's right.
With John Jaren.
Even though Glorilla is dating Brandon Ingram of the Raptors.
I don't believe I knew that.
Yeah, she was at the Raptors game yesterday. We lost her. Not that we should have to have some, you know, a Grizzly doesn't have to date Glorilla for her to, you know, still be with us, but she was definitely not at the home opener last night. She was instead where I think the Raptors played Atlanta. So she's in Atlanta.
I think I'd rather have her with Brandon Ingram than with Clay.
Clay Thompson?
And I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, that's Meg Thee Stallion.
That's my point, is that he goes with a big-time rapper.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather her be with B.I.
Okay.
Than with Clay.
If you had to choose?
Yes. She's of the two.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather she be with B.I.
What's the logic?
Don't need to explain.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just glad. I'm happy that.
We don't like Clay around here, do we?
I mean, I think he's.
He's poked fun in a way that's gone too far.
I think he's kind of a punk, right?
Arrogance to him.
Yeah.
prick, however you want to say it.
That while we've sent, whereas BI is more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.